Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Let's think about the first five commands. A.W. Tozer wrote in The Knowledge of the Holy, quote, "The most portentous fact about any man is not what he at a given time may say or do, but what he in his deep heart conceives God to be like." That's where the Lord's to-do list begins. Quote, "You shall have no other gods before me," Exodus 20, verse 3. Especially because he says, quote, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the house of bondage," verse 2. To whom do we owe such loyalty as to the one who made us, saved us, sustains us, and blesses us with every good? Oh, the freedom and joy of an undivided heart. Then it follows, quote, "You shall not make for yourself a carved image," verse 4. God is so wonderful that any image of our own creating would diminish and distort him in our thinking. God has provided his own self-revelation, especially in his Son, not by leaving a portrait, but giving us his words. Also, quote, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain," verse 7. The name of God is his revealed character and the expression of his rights and authority. Let no one tamper with this or use his name in any way that denies him his deserved reverence. As well, quote, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy," verse 8. This is the only one not reiterated for us to practice in the new covenant. Why? Because we have entered into our Sabbath rest in Christ, and so every day is holy to the Lord. Now most say that this fifth command belongs with the second part, our responsibilities to fellow humans. "Honor your father and your mother," verse 12. But let me suggest the honor parents are to be given is because they represent God in the family. Seeking his best for the home on earth will make it a beautiful miniature of his home in heaven.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.